Now today's top federal headlines. Lawmakers return to Capitol Hill today, hoping to wrap up talks regarding the nation's budget. Just under 2 weeks left until December 11th, when the current stopgap funding measure expires, Congress would need to pass the $1.1 trillion spending bill to fund cabinet agencies and avoid a holiday season government shutdown. The NSA's controversial program that collects bulk data from telephone calls ended midnight on Saturday. NBC News reports if the government wants to check on a specific phone number in a potential terrorism case now, a request must be made to the relevant phone company for a check of its own data. The government will no longer retain the information. Saturday was the end of a six-month transition period after Congress formally banned the program back in June. After having vetoed an earlier version of the annual defense authorization bill, President Obama signed a revamped version of the NDAA just before the holiday weekend. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the bill includes one of the most significant changes to the military personnel system in several decades.
Buried among the hundreds of provisions in the annual policy bill was one huge matter for military members, turning the military's 20-year pension system into a blended plan that, for the first time, gives almost all troops at least some retirement savings. Any service member who joins after 2018 will see a reduction in their defined pensions, but in exchange, the government will make investments into their thrift savings plan accounts, 1% of their basic pay each year, and an employer match of up to 5% per year for service members who make their own TSP contributions. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
The president wants to give members of the senior executive service a pay raise. The Washington Post reports the Obama administration is preparing an executive order designed to bolster the SES with increased compensation, a streamlined hiring process, and greater diversity in assignments. The draft being considered says federal agencies shall gradually increase the rate of basic pay of all SES employees to ensure they are not paid less than subordinates. Potential SES candidates would be allowed to apply using resumes instead of other requirements, such as multiple essay style narratives. Rotational assignments for senior leaders would also increase. The order would be implemented in stages. Agencies would be required to prepare a rotation plan for senior execs by May 31st. More than 2,000 employees of a major federal contractor are losing their jobs. More now from Tom Temin in today's management report.
With few foreign military orders, Boeing plans to shutter its C-17 assembly plant in Long Beach, California. The final C-17 transport to be assembled there for the Qatar Air Force flew away over the weekend. Boeing says the plant closing will cost some 2,200 jobs. If Northrop Grumman eventually builds the next generation bomber in nearby Palmdale, that could sustain the SoCal aerospace industry. I'm Tom Temin.
The Center for Regulatory Effectiveness is asking regulatory experts how to improve the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. According to The Hill, the CRE says the agency, which reviews and signs off on all proposed and final regulations, is now 35 years old and in need of some improvements, such as an increase of staff and capping the costs regulators can impose on the public in a given year. The CRE plans to use the comments and responses they receive to draft recommendations for OIRA. And the Office of Management and Budget is directing federal agencies and the GSA to come up with a single mechanism to rapidly hire outside expertise the next time an agency's systems are breached. This directive hopes to ensure agencies are fully prepared for a quick response to cyber attacks. Within the next 2 months, GSA will need to submit a general plan for the contracting equivalent of a 911 service to help agencies fill any security gaps. Tired of Siri? iPhone users could soon have an alternative digital assistant, as we learn now from Tom Temin in today's IT report.
Numerous media reports say Microsoft is about to send beta testers its Cortana product for use on Apple iOS devices. Until now, Cortana was only for Windows 10 gadgets. Cortana accepts voice commands. It can also put events on your calendar, do searches, and open other apps. Back in August, Microsoft sent Cortana to Android beta testers. It's also preparing Office for iOS. I'm Tom Temin.
The Federal Communications Commission is performing a large-scale redesign of its website, FCC.gov. The new website is designed to provide better functionality and an improved design and better searchability and navigability. The switch to the new site is scheduled to begin on December 9th and be completed by midnight on December 10th. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.